it is time for Car Talk with Melinda Ferguson. When I came into work today, as happens often when I come in to work, I have little brown packages for me. No, they're not filled with cash. Imagine. They're filled with books. And I have one in my hand. And it says, When Love Kills, The Tragic Tale of AKA and Anile by Melinda Ferguson. So I've got this. Thank you very much. And I shall start reading that later. How are you, Mel?
Hi, I'm so glad you got the book.
I'm too. I'm very excited.
I mean, I'm thinking, I just want to quickly swap subjects. Like, can we move on quickly?
Yeah, I know you want to move on.
I want to talk about democracy. I mean, I have to just tell you, as you were telling me, I was listening to the show.
Yeah.
I was addicted to heroin and crack cocaine when our first general election was held, and I was withdrawing on that day. I think we got a hit. We had to get a hit so that we could stand in the queue. It was a, you know, I just remember thinking it was a very profound day for me because I thought, here I am a slave and here we are free. And there was such a terrible sense of my own failure, not being able to meet the moment.
I can't believe you actually managed to vote.
Well, I mean, I think we had like pawned a TV with Nelson Mandela on the screen a few days before. I mean, it was a big mess, but I did vote. I voted the ANC and I was so happy. Sure. I was so happy to vote the ANC. But anyway, listen.
That's wild, though. No, I know we could talk about it forever, but it is, it's really, that is so significant. If anyone has yet to read Melinda's first book, Smacked, about her absolute hell of drug addiction, it was chaos. So to think back to you, this was years before I had met Ms. Melinda Ferguson, but to think back of you and your then husband at the time, sort of jonesing off your head in a queue. Where did you vote? We shouldn't laugh.
In Yeovil.
It's not funny. Okay,
in
so
Yeovil.
Just, you know. Two junkies standing there voting at the dawn of democracy. I mean, you couldn't write this stuff except you have in a book called Smacked. Let's move on to the Kia Picanto because that's what we're doing. I'm so excited that you're doing this car. I absolutely love a Kia Picanto. It's my car of choice. If ever I'm renting a car, which doesn't really happen these days, but if I'm, you know, back in the day when I used to travel and go around the place, I love a Kia Picanto. Lovely little nifty little hatchback. Is this a new updated version? What's new about this one? Because it's been around a while.
Oh, it's been around a while. It's updated.
Lovely.
It's the third generation. It's got another update. So we haven't had fourth generation yet. I agree with you. Whenever I go and hire a car, I always hope it's a Picanto. I must say, it is one of those little hatches. I'm also very excited to be doing a relatively affordable car today.
Yeah.
I mean, I get ashamed every time I drive in these 2 million rand cars. Yeah, but let me tell you a bit of history. It was brought out onto planet Earth 21 years ago, in 2003. It's sold really well in South Africa. Over 100,000 units have sold since it was launched. Big in the rental market.
Yeah.
You're absolutely on the ball there. And Generation 2 was very interesting because the first one was, I mean, it wasn't the most beautiful creature on the block, but most of the cars around then, except for if you were going in Jaguars and Porsches, you know, they weren't the most, you know, innovative in design. But in 2010, Generation 2 came in and the fantastic designer, Peter Schreier, however one might call it, he was the guy who designed the Audi TT. Kia seduced him. Yeah. And they brought in this tiger nose grille, which we would then see on the Sportage. Yeah. And all of the Kias, this tiger nose grille got introduced onto the Picanto and suddenly the Picanto was looking like a little demon.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that. And so I just think, I mean, Kia's fortune changed with taking Peter Schreier from Audi, getting him to do some incredible designs. The Sportage came out around the same time. And remember those lights and the grill. Everyone was going, what is this car?
You're right.
And I think Kia's, perception changed in the world from being this kind of like South Korean brand to being an aspirational type of number, a nameplate rather.
Just so that people.
Then in.
Sorry, go on. Sorry.
Yep. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. No, no. Generation 3 came in 2017. It debuted at the Geneva Motor Show. And suddenly the Kia was also in this generation getting a lot of design awards. And now we have the updated one that is available in South Africa on Generation 3.
Okay, so we're still in Generation 3, but it's just an updated version of Generation 3.
Exactly.
Okay, I've got you. Before I give my personal opinion of a Kia Picanto, just for people who are trying to place it, what else are we going to see in this class?
So you'd see the Suzuki Espresso.
Yeah.
The Renault Kwid, our favorite.
Oh, heavens. I mean, there's no...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
Yeah, absolutely. You've probably got the Toyota Vitz. You've got the Hyundai i10. Also a very nice car, I must
say.
Very
nice.
Also
yeah,
a South
yeah.
Korean car.
Yep.
You would have... I mean, the VW Up, I don't think they sell them new anymore, but there are some on
anymore.
The road still.
Yeah,
I love the VW Up.
I also did.
And then your Fiat 500, darling.
Hello. Oh, I miss mine. I really do. Listen, it's totally impractical to have with two kids, but I do miss my little Fiat 500. In fact, when I was going to buy that, I asked a friend of mine. I don't think I knew you then, so otherwise I would have asked you. But and it was a long time, 13 years ago maybe, and I remember asking a motoring journo friend of mine who I'd worked with in Dubai, what should I get? And it was between, I think, the Kia Picanto, a Mini, or a Fiat 500. So Kia Picanto was in the running, but lost out. But I think I would have been as happy. All right, so that's what we're dealing with. Like a fun little hatchback. What I have loved about the Kia Picanto is that it takes, yes, it's a hatch. It's small and it's not purporting to be anything it's not. And yet, inside, it's just something a little bit special. They've always got like nice little sound systems and a little bit more funky. Mm. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I got to drive it around Cape Town on Friday. Mm. It was definitely a launch in the city. We were given free rein of the city. It's a really perfect city car, yeah. Especially in Cape Town. I was able to park wherever I wanted. I was able to nip around.
Yep.
You know, I mean, there is criticism if you want to go on long journeys. Obviously, if you're going to go in any kind of these cars, you're going to take a bit longer than if you've got a BMW 5 Series, obviously.
Obviously.
And you're also going to pay how much, like 10, 20 times more for the BMW. So this is it is made for a city. All of the cars that I mentioned in the segment are city kind of hatches, very nippy, good on fuel, incredibly. And I really agree with you. I think the looks inside, it's very beautifully designed inside. Yeah. There's kind of, obviously it's not leather, but it's like this very good quality faux kind of leather. And the outside has been updated with a bit of redesigned bumper, you know, redesigned tailgate. It looks sportier. It's definitely different to the to the same generation, but before the update, it's got a kind of wider stance. It looks a bit more like I'm here for the business.
Yeah. Yeah. In terms of engine, what are we dealing with here?
I'm so happy you asked that because sometimes we get a bit lost and then right at the end we're like,
I know.
Engine.
Oh, yeah, the engine.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Okay, engine, we've got, there's no change in the engine. So obviously it's a cosmetic kind of update.
Yeah.
We've got a 1 liter, 49 kilowatt, 95 newton meter petrol engine and a 1.2 liter, which is, it is significantly more powerful. Well, it's got 62 kilowatts. We're not talking about a Honda Type R in any way. And there's 122 newton meters. So obviously the 1.2 is more powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've probably always driven the 1.2 because in the last time I drove one was in Joburg, a couple of years ago, I think. And I mean, when I put foot, it went, I mean, it wasn't sluggish by any stretch of the imagination. It was perfect. Like you say, perfect city car.
Yeah. And I mean, if you know, there's an auto and a manual.
What did you drive?
I drove the manual. So now I'm going, was there an auto? Yeah.
There is an automatic. I've just looked. I've just
Yes,
looked.
it
Four
was an
speed
automatic.
automatic.
Thank God you just looked. And yeah, so what I found interesting about this Kia Picanto is that who would you, I'm going to ask you this because I found this interesting, who would you think was the age group target for this?
25 to 35. 25 to
Jeez,
30.
you're good.
25 to,
I thought, you are so good at this. I thought it was a younger market, like a student kind of thing. But in fact, their most popular age group is 26 to 32.
I tell you why.
Which
I
would
tell you why I say that. Because when you're a student, realistically, you really don't have money. You don't.
Yeah.
You're probably buying a second-hand car. You might be driving mum and dad's car. You might be using taxis, whatever. You don't have money. Then, by the time you've graduated, you've got a little bit of money now, and you've maybe got enough for a monthly instalment on something, and that would be this. You don't have kids, so you don't need a crossover. Because you're 25, you're
Yeah.
26 or 32, so that's why that's my formula for
Your
saying 25 to
logic is
35.
excellent.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
You really are good at this. I'd like to talk to you a bit about the different
Do
models
it.
because there are three different models. You've got an LX, an EX, and then the top of the range is an EX Plus. But I was very impressed with the kind of standard stuff you get in the LX, the entry-level 1 liter LX. You've got dual front airbags. I mean, you would hope that. You've got ABS, as all cars should. You've also got ISOFIX points for a baby's seat. You've got keyless entry. You've got electric windows, all that stuff. And the middle range, the 1.2 EX.
Sorry, Mel. That was the entry level.
Yeah, that's the entry level. You've also got remote central locking, all that stuff.
You see, this is what I'm
You've got
talking
a,
about.
yeah, sorry, I'm like interrupting you. You've got a manual aircon, which I mean, maybe you would want the automatic aircon and you would go for the higher model offerings. The mid-range kind of gives you 14-inch alloys instead of the 14-inch steelies that are on the entry level. You've got electronic stability control. So I would say, guys, I would definitely go for the 1.2 at least because my favorite thing is the electronic stability control. You've also got hill start assist control in case you're going up the hills and you need to have that. And then you've got lots of other things, but in this range topping one, you've got 15-inch alloys. You've got these LED tail lamp kind of clusters. You've also got, much more of a high gloss trim on the fascia. You've got more high-end, sort of faux leather upholstery. So I think that the top of the range one definitely looks more smart. Obviously, you've got Android Auto and Apple CarPlay in that. And you've got your, as I didn't remember, a 4-speed auto gearbox to choose from or a 5-speed manual.
I'm looking now at a video from the launch. I think I can probably see you in that video if I look closely enough. And they're reviewing the plus, the EX
Yes.
plus. I mean, I tell you what, what you've described as being in the entry level, this is what I'm talking about. It's a little bit extra than you would get in the entry level of a lot of other little
Yes.
hatchbacks. And that's what for me puts it above the, little a little touch above the rest. All right. Should we talk price? Are we there yet? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we could talk democracy a bit more, but let's talk price.
Let's talk price. Let's see if it's a democratic price. Oh gosh, you know what? I'm not good with little hatches. I like guessing the aspirational cars a little bit more, but I don't know. Oh gosh,
So
it's
why don't
almost.
you start on the 1 liter entry, this 5-speed or manual, the 5-speed, the Kia Picanto 1 liter LX. So that's the real entry level one. What would you think?
247,000 rand. Oh,
Well,
that's
not
under
bad.
250. I don't
You're a
know.
little bit cheap.
Am
You're a
I?
bit
I'm a
cheap,
bit
still
cheap. So
again.
they say. Yeah. Go on.
260,995
Okay.
is your entry level.
Okay.
I mean, let's go for the mid-range 1.2 EX automatic. That's the automatic version. It's 302,995. And then your
Okay.
top of the range, your EX plus 1.2 liter automatic is 325,995.
Can I be completely honest and say there is no world in which I'm spending over 300,000 on a little hatch? And I'm not saying that that is because
No,
it's
I
overpriced. It's
know.
just not happening. It's just not happening. And to be honest with you, the fact that I know what a Picanto is like, I would be happy with the entry level at 260. It's not, I'm buying a little hatchback. I don't expect it to be a Porsche. So for me, I would go entry level at two, you know, or if I'm buying it, I know people buy these little sort of, their kids and run around, don't they? So I'm impressed. I'm impressed. What would you give this out of 10, Mel?
Well, I mean, for what it is, and when I'm comparing it to its own competitors like the Espresso or the Quid, I mean, also probably a Polo Vivo as well. I mean, I didn't mention that. I would definitely give this Kia Picanto an 8 out of 10 today.
Not too shabby. Nice. Once I've got rid of, you know, once my kids are old and they've got their own cars and things, I'm not going to have a big car anymore. And I might go back to something small like this. I'd love that just to run around. Sometimes miss driving a little run around, a little nippy thing that you can park anywhere and you're not having to constantly worry about that. Before we let you go, Barbara of Somerset West says, "Morning, SJ. I watched the Annika Lawson interview with Melinda Ferguson on her latest book. It was brilliant." There we go.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to say when you were young, cheap, and single in your Fiat 500, you were nipping around, but now you are expensive, and very tied up.
Tied up. Correct. It's 8:56. Thank you, Melinda Ferguson.